song so well.
Oh man, bro, man, I love this. I love this. I love this. You sent me, and I tell you what, I got the biggest smile on my face after we did our first show. And you said, man, I'm really loving this. You have no idea what that meant. Because I did too, man. So, hey, the greatest thing about it is we can have fun. You and I, right? But when our audience, yeah, absolutely. When the audience is involved and Seven Up, she's been dropping, she's been laughing. And so something about when I told the story about me being more afraid of those, I mean, I'm talking about the biggest cat in the school, Mike. I mean, John, this cat, as a matter of fact, that year, I remember, the football team only lost one game, and it was a sneak play that nobody caught on to it by the other team, that otherwise our school would have gone undefeated that year, okay? But it was a bad a squad. It was excellent. Seven Up, she said, yeah, your mom would have kicked you all the way up and down the highway.
You're scrawny little behind.
Look, like I said, give me the gang versus my mom. My mom is going to win every time, okay? So, but Mike, I stood up for the truth. I wasn't involved, and I wasn't going to take the rap. Period.
Yeah. I learned something. I was taught many things in law enforcement. And one of my field training officers was very good and very level-headed. And he said, Mike, if you're ever confronted by more than one person at a time, uh-huh, and you're stuck, and the last thing you want to do is shoot and kill anybody, you don't go after the biggest guy. You, mm-hmm, go after the guy with the biggest mouth.
Ooh. Ooh.
The guy that's running his mouth. You find out who's their little gang leader, who's the alpha male in the group, okay, and you take that person out.
And you know what? And most,
and it worked every time.
I had to. And more than likely, he was the big guy with the biggest mouth, but the weakest of all.
They're trying to convince you about how bad they are by running their mouth.
That's it. It doesn't work.
And that worked every time for me.
You better keep your mouth shut.
Oh, I love this song. You know what this is from? What movie?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let's do this. No.
This, go ahead.
No, you go on.
Oh, this was used as part of the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Which everybody talked about it for years about what a great movie it was. So finally I broke down and I downloaded it and I watched the movie. What an entertaining movie. And this has got to be probably my favorite song from Guardians of the Galaxy. Go, William. Thanks.
My pleasure. Great.
Warm my hands.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is calling. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to bridges, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way cup you right on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace cup you right on by. Like it anywhere I found. We're running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. You just slip it on by on LSD, riding at trouble bound. Then it starts up north from Hollywood, water on the driving side. Concrete mountains we're in. Throwing
shadow is just about by. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on my own LSD, riding that trouble bound. It's Friday night and you're looking clean, too early to start the rounds. A 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind and Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. And there ain't no road just like it. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. And just snaking on my own LSD, fighting that trouble down.
What a fun, lighthearted song that is. If you're not tapping your toe, you need to go make an appointment with a doctor or something wrong with you.
I don't want.
What a great song. What a great song. Oh, Stop Depresses. Oh, I don't want to miss a thing.
So there's a little bit of a backstory to it, and I've never confirmed this, but I believe the story that I've heard, which is this song was written by Diane Warren, and she originally wanted Celine Dion to sing it.
I have no information on that. Please enhance us. Please.
So they wanted the people that were producing the movie Armageddon had already signed on his daughter, Liv Tyler.
Okay.
And they didn't have anybody at that time that sang that song. So Liv went to her dad, Steven Tyler, and said, "Hey, listen, what's chances you'd take a stab at singing this song?" So he said, "Sure, anything for you, honey," or whatever. And he went in and they said he did it in the first take. He did one take.
Love it.
And they said don't change a thing. We're not doing a second take. And that's how that song that was originally written for a female ended up being a huge hit for Steven Tyler and his crew. So
loved it.
It's a great story, and I don't even want to look into the story because I just like the story itself. I hope it's true.
Well, look, I love this story. The way you sculptured that, man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I've got something for you right now, but Mike, wow. Before I go to that, we want to appeal our desires to an international audience because, folks, that's what we do. On this platform, if I might take a second, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. But the idea is to give something back to everybody. In other words, bringing back radio. StudioWBuzz.com. And this is the bottom line.
One planet, one people.
Man, I love this show.
In December, somewhere in Paris, we fell in love in a room at the Raphael. Now back in New York, all we do is small talk. I realize nothing remains the same. We have to grow. And I know feelings change, but why was I the last to know that we were right back to the bottom line? Just when I thought that you were my best friend, you took me right back to the bottom line. But I know bottom line, baby, you will be mine in the end. Now I'm in L.A., 3,000 miles away. We talk all night on the long distance telephone. You say you miss me, you even wanna kiss me. Why do I get the feeling that I'm on?
Cajun moon, where does your power lie as you move across the southern sky? You took my baby way too soon. What have you done, Cajun moon? Someday, baby, when you want your man and you find him gone just like the wind, don't trouble your mind, whatever you do, 'cause Cajun moon took him from you. Cajun moon, where does your power lie as you move across the southern sky? You took my baby way too soon. What have you done, Cajun moon?
This is Studio W. The Buzz Global Radio. Randy Crawford, Mad Mike.
This yeah, you spotlighted her the other last week, I believe. You did like a whole.
I love her. I think she is one of the most underrated female artists ever.
I would agree.
Remember the song Street Life?
Yep.
She did with the Jazz Crusaders. Oh, yep. And the thing about it is that she is more popular in the UK. She's big time there, right? And less appreciated here. But
isn't it funny how that sometimes happens where you can have, you know, a not so great song here in America, but it blows up over in UK or in Australia, or I one of the songs that you played earlier tonight was a huge hit in Iceland.
Whoa. We don't hear much about Iceland. You know, Iceland, pardon the pun, Iceland is cool, right? You don't hear a lot. They don't get involved with a lot of controversies. I just hope that they're just doing great and just living life and just staying out of the crazy mix. Iceland. Wow. You don't hear much about it, right?
Nope.
Nope. I love
it. They're flying under the radar, and I kind of imagine that's the way they want it, and that's the way they like it.
Look.
So there's no reason for them to change it.
I don't blame you guys at all. At all. Hey, Mike, I'm loving this, bro. Loving this, loving this, loving this. Folks, I'm loving the camaraderie because Mike and I are friends, right? And to get a chance to do this and to share it with the world, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I get to see your smiley face at least once a week.
At least once a week, right?
You know what? I haven't told you about the new girl I've been dating.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
We haven't talked.
Yes, we have talked. Mike, come on. We have talked, but you didn't tell me about your new
girl. I forget sometimes. Oh. This beautiful gal, man, she's really fit. She's really into fitness. She's really into yoga.
Okay.
And she goes, no, you know, Mike, you're getting older. Yoga would probably help you out a lot, you know, because you got your aches and pains from the job that you used to do. You got busted up a few times and shot and stabbed and stuff. And she says, you really ought. Why are you laughing at me, William?
Because you're funny.
I'm all broken up over here, and you're laughing with all my aches and pains and stuff. So she tells me, I said, well, what's yoga going to do for me? I mean, seriously, what's yoga going to do for me?
Folks.
She says, Mike, it'll relax you.
Oh, Lord.
It'll make you more flexible. You know, you get up and you can't stand up straight for 10 minutes until you've been up for a little while. It'll loosen you up. It's very good for you. I told her, I said, you know what? Vodka will do that for me without all the sweating.
Folks, I know this guy. The reason why I'm laughing, because I know he's funny as hell. Get back.
I would say goofy as hell. I don't know about funny.
No,
goofy.
You're funny.
Now, you talk about a classic goofy song.
Oh, man. Let's talk about it right after this, okay?
You got it.
Watching in slow motion as you
Song.
Man. That's got to be one of the
love that song.
Song, yes.
Hey, bro.
Right up there with,
man.
Right up there with Whitney. What's that? Right up there with Whitney Houston and I'll Always Love You from Bodyguard. That's got to be in the top four. This one's got to be in the top four. You know, William, we could actually do one night if you want to. We'll look at it and develop it, but we could probably cherry pick all the huge movie songs.
Let's do it.
Over the decades. We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
I think it's already worked out. Cause this is how we work together, man. You would say something and it sparked something. I said, let's do it. And we haven't even completed. You haven't completed what you were about to say. That's crazy.
You talk about branding. Immediately when that song comes on, what do you think of? Top Gun.
Don't ask me any questions right now. I'm taking my breath away. I'm just, I love that song, Mike. I just loved it.
The one from Armageddon also, that's got to be in the top 10. But yeah, we could do a whole 3 hours on nothing but movie hit songs.
Let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
You started this. Okay, send me your list.
Well, I'll work out. We won't do it next week because we got
That's going to take some work.
Yeah, well, it'll take us to put it together correctly. And, you know, we don't want to just throw stuff at people.
No.
And we want them to. Hopefully, they enjoy our stories and it adds to the music that we're playing and adds to the ambiance and such.
Right.
Again, you guys can all sit at home and listen to music, but hopefully, we're widening your horizons and you're hearing music that for the first time. Even William's playing stuff I've never heard before, or we're playing stuff that you haven't heard in decades. And hopefully it raises
I love it, man.
Very good memories for you.
Great.
That's the purpose here.
Let me tell you what I did. Can I share what I did? I sent a text to 7-Up, right? And I just wanted to know because she is my greatest critic. It's no question about
it. Good to
have. And she's going to say, nope, don't sound good. Nope. But whatever, right? That's what I want. And I sent her a text. How are we sounding? She says, great. Mike, we're onto something, my friend.
Your real friends, William, tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear.
Those
are real friends. When they go, hey, you know, you got boogers hanging out your nose, or you got spinach on your teeth, or you know, you're smelling kind of funky today. Why are you so ripe? Those are good friends. Those are the ones you want.
Those are the ones you want.
Yep.
That's why I love this cat, man.
Okay, so let me throw you a curveball.
Oh God.
As far as what we're doing with developing this, our Thursday night Coast to Coast.
Go ahead, please.
I haven't asked William this, and I'm pretty sure he'll say it's okay. But so I've been kind of rotating pictures here behind me.
Yes.
I would like to ask our audience, especially if you're a photographer that has your own pictures, and the phones are so good these days, the iPhones and all the rest of your portable phones that you've got, your cell phones, they take such magnificent pictures in high definition.
Mm-hmm.
What I would ask if William says okie dokie, I would love to see some of the pictures that all of you have taken. And let me, which finger here?
I got you.
Okay, here we go. But I'll put them up as we're going through the show. If you send William your pictures in like a JPEG or something, all you computer people, or get your 12-year-old kid to do it for you, but I'll put them up here. Pictures preferably that you have taken. I'd love to have personal you know, appropriate pictures. And if there's just, even if there's a picture that you just adore that maybe you didn't take, we'll put it up. So let's rotate some of the listener pictures through here along with what you and I are doing, William.
I'm loving
you
this.
Okay with that?
Okay. Yes, and triple yes. Hey, Mike, let me take it a step further. We have a segment it's on our website where we have pictures or whatever it is, right? Why don't we, even post those on our website along with what you're doing, your idea here. And, if they're like the background you have now, see, I didn't know where you were going with this. I thought you were trying to rub it in again because it's freezing.
Well, that was kind of the original idea, but it's morphed into something else, a little bit warped.
This is what we do, bro. Something is...
I want people to be inclusive in what we do, William.
I love it. That's the whole idea, brother.
You can sit at home and play music all you want, but if you want to hear our silliness here and get involved with everyone else who's listening in, it's kind of like going to the movie theater. Why do you go to the movie theater? Because you get that, you get the experience of everyone in the movie theater.
You're being entertained. It's called entertainment.
Hopefully we're entertaining. I hope. Sorry, my voice just went up.
He's going to sing a Michael Jackson song. What is it? Beat it! I'm sorry. Okay.
Did I tell you my karaoke? Serious? True story?
Please.
I think I told this. I'll go through it real quick. So I play karaoke and I do DJ work and at clubs and I'm always playing. Well, I had one guy that constantly was bugging me. He's a good singer. He's Mike. When are you going to sing? Mike, when are you going to sing? Well, I don't sing. I can't whistle. I can't jump. I can't sing.
Oh Lord Jesus.
None of it. So I, you know, as Clint Eastwood once said, a man's got to know his limitations, and I think I know mine. So he bugged me literally for months. Mike, you're going to sing after me, right? You're going to sing after me. Yeah, sure. So I told him one day, I said, you know what? When you're done, I'm singing. He goes, really? And he got all excited. His eyes bugged out. He was all jazzed. That's great, Mike. You're going to sing for us. I'm so happy. So I put on the song Tequila.
Oh Lord, please continue.
About four times or five times through those. He glared at me. He glared at me, shook his head in disappointment, like he was a parent that, like, you know, was so disappointed in their child.
Oh my God, please forgive me.
That ain't right, Mike. You ain't right in the head.
No, Mike. I that is true. Tequila. Oh my God. Tequila. Unbelievable. I know the song. I wish you had given me forewarned, folks. All of this is impromptu. So, I have to go to one of, Nick's songs on the list. I'll be back later. Oh man.
Powerful voice.
Wow. With you, Alicia Keys. Falling. Man.
Sometimes you make me blue.
That jam.
Sometimes I feel good. At times I feel
Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
With me, baby.
Wow. Wow, wow. Hey, Mike, can you believe it's been 3 hours?
I just looked at the time myself.
3 hours, and we got 4 minutes to go. And I'm going to steal the showstopper.
Okay. Well, before you do that, I do want to make a statement about Alicia Keys.
Please.
Not only does she have a beautiful voice.
Oh, my God.
But the fact that she now, like, doesn't use makeup, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous without makeup. I think ladies are more beautiful without the makeup. And
me too.
Sometimes I refer to it as clown makeup and stuff. But I think women are, and again, my mother was an extremely strong individual, just like yours, William. And that's right. I appreciate natural beauty. And I think Alicia Keys has made a very good point that maybe you're fine just the way you are.
Oh.
And you don't need all that extra stuff. So, and
agree.
Breast implants and all the makeup and stilettos and
agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've said enough.
No, I think you said what needed to be said. Women, you are beautiful the way you are. And
yes.
And so what happens is we get caught up into what we see on TV as being, you know, because they have the gorgeous models made up and stuff like that. And people have been indoctrinated, Mike. I know you can appreciate the one. I know you can. I know you, brother. And just believe in yourself, man. You're beautiful the way you are. You know, we have a show on, and Miss Penny said something about that this week. Why are you doing all of this, cutting your bodies up and changing the way you are? You are beautiful the way you are. Thanks for saying it, Mike.
There's your other co-host.
Hey, Guinness, have you been listening in? You're beautiful, Guinness. You already know.
He's too pretty. That's his problem. He's too pretty and he knows it.
I see. That's why he's not saying anything right now. Okay, Guinness. Oh.
I have to ask him because I got headphones on, so he can't hear you.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
Are you too pretty? Are you pretty boy? What? Hey, are you pretty? Guinness, are you pretty?
Guinness? See, okay. See, Mike.
He's being shy.
No, it's not that. He's been obstinate because he already knows is okay. I've got the platform right now. Mike, Guinness is not fooling me. Guinness.
Maybe I'm not asking the right questions.
Well,
you
Guinness.
Have girls.
Oh, Mike.
Like girls? There
you go. See?
Yeah, he'll talk about the girls, but he doesn't want to talk about anything else.
I don't blame him. Hey, Mike, thank you so much, my friend. Have a great night. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed it. And I'm going to leave you with this. The showstopper. Walking rhythm.
Thanks, William. Knock it out, William. Thank you.
Hey, bro. Yeah. Have you heard this before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Love you, bro.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, thank you.
been so long since I've seen her. I'm tired and so all alone. I've traveled so very far.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Her Post. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Rockin' music, music.